Narrated Abdullah ibn Umar. May Allah be pleased with both of them. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, set out along with the Prophet, peace be upon him, with a group of people too, Ibn Sayyad, till they saw him playing with the boys near the hillocks of Bani Maghala. Ibn Sayyad at that time was nearing his puberty and did not notice us until the Prophet, peace be upon him, stroked him with his hand and said to him, "Do you testify that I am Allah's messenger?" Ibn Sayyad looked at him and said, "I testify that you are the messenger of illiterates." Then Ibn Sayyad asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, "Do you testify that I am Allah's messenger?" The Prophet, peace be upon him, refuted it and said, "I believe in Allah and His messenger." Then he said to Ibn Sayyad, "What do you think?" Ibn Sayyad answered, "True people and liars visit me." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "You have been confused as to this matter." Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, said to him, "I have kept something in my mind for you. Can you tell me that?" Ibn Sayyad said, "It is ad-dukh, the smoke." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Let you be in ignominy. You cannot cross your limits." On that, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "O Allah's messenger, allow me to chop his head off." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "If he is he, i.e., ad-dajjal, then you cannot overpower him, and if he is not, then there is no use of murdering him." See Hadith number 3055. Footnote 1. Ibn Sayyad was a soothsayer. See the footnote of Hadith number 3055, Volume 4. Footnote 2. Ad-dukh, the smoke, i.e., verse number 10 of Surah Ad-Dukhan, Quran chapter 44, verse 10. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them, added, "Later on, Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, once again went along with Ubay ibn Ka'b to the date palm trees garden where Ibn Sayyad was staying. The Prophet, peace be upon him, wanted to hear something from Ibn Sayyad before Ibn Sayyad could see him. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw him lying covered with a sheet and from where his murmurs were heard. Ibn Sayyad's mother saw Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, while he was hiding himself behind the trunks of the date palm trees. She addressed Ibn Sayyad, O Saf, and that was the name of Ibn Sayyad, here is Muhammad. And with that, Ibn Sayyad got up. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, had this woman left him, had she not disturbed him, then Ibn Sayyad would have revealed the reality of his case.